Don't push send. It almost doesn't need translation in our increasingly email-driven world. But there are my friends who get it, and there are my friends who really get it. Most people get it. They understand that we're talking about email, and those emails you shouldn't send because you're a little too invested in what you've just written, that maybe you need to step away from the computer for a few minutes, a few hours, until sometime tomorrow, and then come back and reread what you've written and ponder whether you should push send at all. And there are my friends who really get it because they remember the original exchange of emails that were particularly dangerous to push send on, that led to this becoming part of our lexicon. We all have those things in our lives, and I think more than a few of them come out of situations like that. The ones we barely survived, that we look back on and say, I have to remember that. Thinking of this week, though, because I think don't push send is the shorter way of saying what the author of Ephesians means when he says, be angry, but do not sin. We get angry. Sometimes you have to write the letter you aren't going to send. My trick? I write it in my word processing software, far away from my email and that dangerous send button. So there are many steps between writing the letter and pushing send, making it very difficult. But that doesn't mean that we have to inflict those words and the rawness of that emotion on our community, on those people we are in relationship with. In case you have forgotten, this is the section of Ephesians that comes after the section of Ephesians we heard last week. Remember that beautiful section on how the church was one and we were united under one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one hope in God's calling to us? That we were all going to hold hands and stand together and sing Kumbaya forever and ever, amen. The author of Ephesians wasn't getting lost in that. He was holding up an ideal before getting into the nitty-gritty details of what living that out often looks like. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not lose yourself in your bad days. Do not lose yourself in all of those things that cause us trouble. And then the great line at the end of this, be imitators of God. Still sounds easier than it actually is, doesn't it? He doesn't provide a lot of detailed instructions. There's no checklist. There's no flow chart. There's a lot that's left to be figured out on the ground, as it were. But it does become clearer that this is meant to actually be practiced, that unified, beautiful church, fully united, he starts out talking about, is a goal he is offering up for us all to share in as we work out what it means not to be angry with each other. Because as we all know in the church, sometimes we get angry with each other. Sometimes our bad days happen here. And they should. This should be a place where that can happen. But this also must be the place where we can put those relationships back together, where we can sit down next to people we have struggled with and remember how to celebrate with them. There isn't a lot of practical advice offered on how to do that, because it changes for every historical time, for every community, for every group of people, because we are all so different. It's tricky when we're all created different. It gets more beautiful when we're all created different. It's the way God set out to do things. If you flip to a different section of the Bible, though, you read that the fruits of the Holy Spirit are something we're told about. Paul, in another letter, lays these out as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And the next sentence he says, against such things there are no laws. Be imitators of God. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes our garden needs weeding. The email needs to not be sent. Because when we're angry, there's a difference between letting that emotion be true and dumping all of those things that aren't fruits of the Spirit in someone else's garden. That's why you get burn permits in Montana and let them burn up. Be imitators of God. As hard as that is, for we most certainly aren't God. But God has chosen us. And in our baptism, we were made to be like Christ. And we have promised to help each other live into that. Where that unity of the church bit gets really difficult. It's where it becomes really important. Be angry, but do not sin. Be imitators of God. These things we are with and through Jesus Christ to keep striving for. Amen.